أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعلى أهل بيت الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين. روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفداء. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. Today, brothers and sisters, we're gathered tonight to remember one of the greatest women of Islam and the greatest women of history. We want to talk a little bit about the life and the contributions of the lady Khadija, salamullahi alayha. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Now, what you and I may have noticed, and this is even more important for us going forward, for those believers who know that part of them getting victory is regaining their true Islamic identity and valuing themselves and others based on what Allah says instead of what the West says. What happens for some of us is this, that when we see people praising the Lady Khadija for her achievements and her accomplishments, sometimes we see that the areas they choose to praise and the things that they think are important, and these are Muslims, by the way, who are saying these things, you feel it's a little bit stereotypical and a little bit shallow. Although the person doesn't have wrong intentions, it's simply because the person hasn't recognized those true Islamic values. So I'll give you some examples. Some people, if they wanted to praise the Lady Khadija, they would mention that she was very wealthy, that she was working, that she was earning. And then you and I will say, well, why is that such a great thing? And they'll say, well, women in Islam can work. Women in Islam can earn money. These same kind of individuals, maybe when they're talking about the Lady Khadija, will say, well, when they're trying to come up with fada'il for the Lady Khadija, she was the Prophet's only wife at that time. He had other wives later, but at that time when he was married to Lady Khadija, he was only married to Lady Khadija. Some of these same individuals are the same people who would come over, and then when they're trying to praise either Lady Zainab or Lady Fatima, salamu alayhima, what they'll say is they spoke up in the masjid in Sham. They spoke up in Sham, in the presence of Yazid. Or they spoke up in the mosque against those who are opposed to Amir al-Mu'mineen. So again, you say, okay, well, what made that great? And it's, you can tell the person's missed the point. They say, oh, well, that means women can speak out in public. Women can have a social role, right? Is that really the point? Is that the most important lesson to get from those important contributions? So what we'd like to do is to make sure that we're not stereotypical, we're not going over this just in a mundane fashion. We really want to learn from this lady and see her accomplishments and how she helped Islam and the Muslims and the cause and what we can learn about her. So what happens is this. In the West, and this is something we have to be careful about, we don't want to fall into this trap. In the West, women are praised, but when they're praised, it's not for the same reasons that Islam praises them. Many times you and I will find that when women are praised in the West, it's when they do something that a man can do also. They're not praised for doing those things which are gifts, which are talents, which only they have. Their best ways of contributing, that's not an achievement. When they do something that any man can do, then we say, Alhamdulillah, this sister. Sometimes it can happen to us. Is it the case, and we want to make sure our daughters, our wives, the next generation of Islam, those who are trying to regain that true Islamic identity, these individuals feel strong enough to stand for Islamic values. Is it the case only amongst us or even in our circles that we recognize the contributions of a sister when she gets her education, when she has an important job? Is that the only time that we recognize? What about those other more important things that I'm going to try and talk about now? So one thing we see in the West is that praise of a woman when she does something that a man can do. It's not specific to a woman. The other one we see is women are praised for their bodies or their looks in the West. When they dress inappropriately and modestly, then they're celebrated. In the West, again, the same thing. They're behaving in an animalistic fashion and dressing in a certain way. And then we see that they're celebrated and they're heroes and they're... Right? This is also a big mistake. Are people glorified for something which is so shallow, which is going to leave the physical body, the physical looks? What about the real person, the insaniyat of this person, their humanity? Not praised for that? So again, or we say, and this is done, this makes it even more confusing nowadays. Nowadays, they have these new movements that are coming out. So on one side, they'll tell women to dress like animals and dress inappropriately and modestly. And then when the men behave like animals and look at them lustfully and behave inappropriately, then they condemn the men. I don't know if you know that. Also, right? So let's go back to Islam and see what Islam says. And then after that, the true contributions of the Lady Khadija. But first, please, as-salawat ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. The first one, just for me to state, even before I get to her specific contributions, is this. Gender in Islam is of secondary importance. Gender in Islam is of secondary importance. Human beings, male and female, are all equal before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the verses of the Quran that tell us about the value of a human being, we're going to notice that there are other values that Allah places on them. So for instance, one of them is this. This is just stating that we're equals in humanity. So this is Surah Nisa, verse number 4:1. It says this. Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, ittaqu rabbakum, have taqwa, fear of your Lord, alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida, وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا. God, He created you from a single soul and created from it its mate. Right? We're all coming from the same. The humanity of us is all the same. When God praises us or lets us know about our spirituality, we know that our gender doesn't stop us from getting closer to God. That's not what holds us back. God says in the Quran, again, Surah Nisa, Surah number four, verse number 124, God says this, وَمَنْ يَعْمَلُ مِنَ الصَّالِحَاتِ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Whoever does good deeds, right? Whoever does صالحات, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, male or female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ, and this person is a believer, فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ. These individuals are going to go to paradise. Gender doesn't matter. What does matter? Taqwa. Ma'rifah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we're going to go and look at the specific contributions of this lady so that we see how can we aspire to be like her. We see that our Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, had the greatest respect for her. The greatest respect for her. To the extent that even years later after she passed, the Prophet kept her memory alive in this way. Even if someone would come who was a friend of Khadija. Lady Khadija, you maybe heard the hadith where the Prophet is praising her station. But even if someone was simply a friend, an associate of Lady Khadija, again, we see the Prophet would be showing kindness to that person. There's one of the traditions, they say that a woman, an elderly woman, came into the presence of the Prophet. And then they saw the Prophet was being very kind to her. They said, what's the deal? What happened? And they said, He said that she used to visit us in the time of Khadija. She would come by and visit, right? So even someone who's an acquaintance of Khadija becomes somebody who's noble. So the Prophet would do this. Whenever he slaughtered a lamb, we have in the reports, when the Prophet would slaughter like a lamb, he would send those things, he would say, send some to those friends of Khadija. Our question is this, why did our Prophet value Lady Khadija? Why did he honor Lady Khadija? Why did he put her on that pedestal? What are the lessons you and I, male and female, we can learn from this? Right? What are her values and what should we be aspiring to be? The answer is that that our Prophet valued her because of her station with God, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and her real contributions, the real contributions that she had. So what happens is, when you look at our hadith, you'll see that when we're talking about the Lady Khadija, it says that she was khayru nisa al jannah, the best of the women of paradise. That's the real standard. Who makes it on the other side? Money, power, position, family, job, all of these things, those are secondary. What's real is paradise. Khayru nisa al jannah, he mentions Maryam, Khadija, Fatima, Asiya. These are the women who are the best of all of the women of humanity, the best of the women of paradise. So their station again, what's the focus? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, real contributions. So I want to mention a little bit about those real contributions. What we want to do for all of us is we would like to attain a spiritual station with God. The whole idea of going through these acts of worship, right, this ubudiyya, we want to gain ma'rifah. If we gain ma'rifah, if we get to know our Lord, then we've succeeded. Then there's special mercy, which is reserved for those individuals, male and female, who get to know God. I want to talk about the spiritual side, the irfani side of the Lady Khadija. Now remember, she's benefiting from the presence of the Prophet. There were many people who were in the presence of the Prophet and didn't benefit from him spiritually. They were with the Prophet, around the Prophet, but later at the end of the Prophet's life, to say that they had benefited, they had learned from him, they benefited from him, no. It's even like that with some of our senior ulama. Sometimes some of the students of Allama Tabatabai, good students, later on they didn't even know that Allama Tabatabai had an irfani dimension. Let alone that they've benefited, that they've gone anywhere. They had no idea. Lady Khadija wasn't like that. How did she benefit spiritually from the Prophet? Listen to this hadith. This one, it says that, so this is now on the night of the Mi'raj. This will help us to understand a little bit about her position. The Prophet says this, on the night where I was taken to heaven, Jibrail told me, Angel Jibrail, he says, I have a request for you. Angel Jibrail, I have a request for you. What is the haja of Angel Jibrail? He says, hajati an taqra'a ala Khadija min Allah wa minni as-salam. I want you to recite salams from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and me to Khadija. This is spirituality. God personally singles the persons out to give salams to that person. I want to mention another thing that's mentioned in the tafsir. There's someone, sometimes where someone can get so close to God, do so many good acts, God can take credit for their actions. In the Prophet, remember this verse of the Quran, وَمَا رَمَيْتْ إِذْ رَمَيْتْ وَلَكِنْ أَلَّهُ رَمَى. You didn't cast when you cast, but it was God who cast. Right? Such a pure action, such a lofty action, such a great action. When the Prophet, so Lady Khadija, you and I, we've always heard about her wealth. What we see from Lady Khadija is the spiritual refinement. She owned the dunya, but the dunya didn't own her. She was generous, she was giving to the extent, Allah praises her generosity to such an extent, He takes credit for it. So let's look at this verse of the Holy Quran. This is Surah 93 and verse number 8. It says, God says, وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا. God found you, the Prophet, and you were poor. The Prophet, in the beginning of his mission, he wasn't wealthy. When Lady Khadija went over and married him, he wasn't a wealthy man. She saw past that. How many people do we know that if they see us financially, we're strong, they treat us differently? When they find out how much somebody's worth financially, then people take them differently. Even when they think of Islamic projects, they say, well, if I can get this person to join Islam. Instead of everything being God. What was the Lady Khadija like? She was so wealthy. You and I, we can't imagine that amount of wealth. But she saw the Prophet, because of his character, she proposed. So she had the dunya, but the dunya didn't own her. Because she was like that, she was unattached to the dunya, God takes credit for her action. So he says, the Prophet, we found you, God speaking, we found you and you were a'il, you were poor. Then God says this, fa'aghna. God made you free of wealth. Allama Tabatabai has a discussion here. He explains, he says, it was literally through the hands of Khadija that the Prophet became free of wealth. Khadija was the one who was actually giving and supporting, and right? But God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is taking credit for her actions. That much spirituality, that station, God is saying, right? And we want to get to that stage where we see with the eyes of God, we act with the hand of God, or in this particular thing, where God is taking credit for the action that she is doing. So what we're seeing from the Lady Khadija is the Prophet, not her financial contribution, that's wonderful. But when you can do it with that much ikhlas, that Allah takes credit for it, then we can say that that is an accomplishment. So that's her spiritual side. In addition to that, you see, the Lady Khadija was a mujahida. She was a mujahida. She embraced the ever-ending jihad with our Prophet. It wasn't easy to be a Muslim in the very beginning. This hadith I have from a middle mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. He talks about the beginning of Islam. And you and I, we owe everything to those people who were the pioneers for us, those people who sacrificed for us, those who did jihad when there was no one there to support them. Three individuals you can mention in this hadith fighting a dunya full of kufr. So what did he say? Amir al-Mu'mineen, he says, لَمْ يَجْمَعْ بَيْتٌ وَاحِدْ يَوْمَ إِذَنْ فِي الْإِسْلَامِ غَيْرَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمْ وَخَدِيجَ وَأَنَا ثَالِثُهُمْ. He said there was only one house in Islam on the face of the earth. It was Rasulullah, it was Lady Khadija, and I was the third person. Right? So Lady Khadija, she went in, and you had to, as a wise person, you knew what you were getting into. You're someone who's lived in this society, knowing what the challenges are, aware of the challenges, willingly getting involved and then sacrificing. To the extent that Lady Khadija even have a kafan to bury herself afterwards. So everything she has, just giving. Jihad, jihad, jihad. So this is what we see from the Lady Khadija. And it was difficult, brothers and sisters. You see, one of the more difficult tasks that all people face is this: social pressure. We learn that it's easier to do jihad fi sabilillah, to wage war, than it is to have everybody criticizing you, everybody attacking you, everybody condemning you, right? Just walking down. So Lady Khadija, again, her spiritual station, it was so high. It says, the sixth Imam tells us this. He said that actually, all of Quraysh had abandoned the Lady Khadija. When it was time for her to give birth, a time when a woman is most in need of some support, somebody to come over, be with her, be on her side, everybody had abandoned her. And this grieved the lady. So then after that, it says that her spiritual station was again so high, it says that four wheat-colored women entered into her presence. Four wheat-colored women, they entered into her presence. And they spoke to her. They said, La tahzani ya Khadija. Don't be worried, Khadija. Don't grieve, Khadija. They said, فَأَرْسَلَنَا رَبُّكِ إِلَيْكِ. Your Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has sent us to you. وَنَحْنُ إِخْوَةٌ. And we are your sisters. The lady who's speaking, she says, I am Sarah. She's the wife of Nabi Ibrahim. The other is Asiya. This is Lady Maryam. And this is Kulthum, who's the mother of Musa. So she did that jihad, she gave what she had, and then after that, then Allah rewarded her with this kind of company. Right? So the idea for us, when we're praising the Lady Khadija, is those real accomplishments, those real achievements, those spiritual maqamat that she got because of her jihad and doing her responsibility, and not being overwhelmed or being carried away with the financial success that she had. I want to share something else with you too, though. So I said that one, in Islam, we value people in general, for real reasons. Spiritually, we're all equal before God. It's up to the individual. Each person has to go over. They make their effort. They make their jihad. They get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In addition to that, though, we do say, and we don't deny this, that there are some gender-specific roles. And if we're the last man standing, we're not going to back down from what true Islam is. It's true. In Islam, most of the activities, most of our responsibilities are common between both genders. But there are, in Islam, gender-specific duties. And it's not a shame to do. Doesn't make the person less. Actually, this is the seerah of those noble personalities. The correct way the universe works is when everything is in its proper place. When we complete one another by doing our responsibilities. So yes, we do have those gender-specific roles. So now, for instance, I'll give you an example. So in Islam, Our men aspire to be like Amirul Mu'mineen. Our women aspire to be like Lady Fatima, like Maryam, right? Like Khadija. That's what we're aspiring to be. They're symbols for all of us. In addition to that, we do have these gender-specific roles. So it's mentioned. In the hadith, it says that actually one of the wives of the Prophet is speaking. And she says that the Prophet was always praising Khadija. Always praising Khadija, talking about Khadija. She says, and then I got jealous. And then I said something. I said this. She said that Allah has given you better. She said, when I said that, I saw such anger on the face of the Prophet that I asked Allah for refuge, I asked Allah for mercy. I said that if you take away this anger of the Prophet, I promise I'll never say anything bad to Khadija again. Now, I'm going to mention what she says, but there's one point I should mention before that, just for believers to be aware of. Brothers and sisters, one of the things that all of us have to be very aware of is the station of the wives of the Prophet. We call them the mothers of the believers. And respecting the mothers of the believers is necessary for everyone. It's necessary for everyone. But the point that I'd like to share with brothers and sisters is if they can see this tactic of the enemy, if anyone insults any of the mothers of the believers, this is an insult to Rasulullah. Insulting any of the mothers of the believers is a direct insult to our Prophet. When people don't have this deep understanding of Islam, you'll see that people can get away with this. They can have channels. They can openly do this. And believers don't know. You are now doing ihana to Rasulullah. We know that Amirul Mu'mineen, he wouldn't hold back from anybody. Ali wasn't afraid of anyone. Ali would deal with anyone, no matter who you were, which position in the time, right? He was the champion. Remember after the Battle of Jamal, when he dealt with the wife of the Prophet? Remember the respect he showed her? That's because of Rasulullah. She's Ummul Mu'mineen. He's just come back. That's a war that just took place. Believers lost their lives. She is responsible, but because of Prophet of Allah. So we have to make sure that with us as believers, at least we don't lose and we don't get lost in this game that others are playing. But now back to the story. So one of the wives of the Prophet, she was seeing this, and she was jealous. She said, Allah's given you better. Now we'll see that the Prophet, the things that he's going to praise about Lady Khadija are her real contributions. So what happened was she apologized. She felt very bad for what she did. And then the Prophet starts saying this about Lady Khadija. He says, Wallah, laqad amanat bi idh kafara an-nas. She believed in me. She was a mu'mina. And everyone else was kafir, a divine value. She was the one. She was the pioneer. She was the one who gave her resources, everything and stuff. She believed in me. Everybody else had done kufr. You also will notice that some of her contributions as a woman are appreciated. We said there are also gender-specific roles, and those are valued in Islam. That's the best type of jihad a woman can do. The hadith says that the best jihad of a woman is husnu taba'ul. When she has an excellent matrimonial relationship with her husband. That's how she's getting the reward of those mujahideen who are on the front lines of Islam and doing this. So what happens is, now let's look a little bit more at the hadith. It says, وَآوَتْنِي إِذْ رَفَضَنِ النَّاسِ. She gave shelter to me when everybody else rejected me. A good wife is like that. She provides her husband with comfort. She's her husband's rock. She's her husband's support. She's her husband's, the person who tells her husband, relax, don't worry about it, it's going to be okay. It's mentioned in our hadith, just to understand how important this is. A man came to the Prophet, he says that I have an excellent wife. What's your wife like? He starts describing her. He says, whenever I come home, my wife greets me at the door. Instead of I just open the door, I let myself in, he says, my wife greets me at the door. He says, when I leave the house, when I'm walking to the door, my wife walks with me. She's showing respect in front of the kids. Everybody's seeing the father is leaving. She walks to the door with me. He says, if my wife sees me worried, she says, what's wrong? He said, if, this is the wife speaking, if you're worried about your rizq, your provision, Someone besides you is taking care of it. If you're concerned about money and finances and how you're going to do these things, that's not your job. God is there. God takes care of that. You relax. Worry about the big thing. Worry about the small. The other things, don't worry about that. It's God's responsibility. But he says this too. If you are worried about your hereafter, may Allah increase you in worry. If it's you're trying to worry about your hereafter and get closer to God, inshallah, that's wonderful. You know what the Prophet said about this woman? He said, Bashirha bil Jannah. Give this woman the good tidings of paradise and tell her that every day you're getting the reward of 70 shaheed. Of 70 shaheed. So what did the Prophet say about Lady Khadijah? She's the person who gave me shelter. She was there for me. Everybody else has rejected me. Going up against that world of kufr, three people, literally, Islam began with these three individuals. She's the one who provides me shelter and gives me that strength to come to continue. وَصَدَّقَتْنِي إِذْ كَذَبَنِيَ النَّاسِ. She believed in me. She confirmed my word. She said, you're telling the truth. She believed in my mission. When everybody else gave me the lie. Everybody else is saying I'm a false prophet. The one person I could go back and get strength from, I could replenish myself from, and be able to face the world, is Lady Khadija. Another thing that he mentions, which is motherhood. She says, وَرُزِقْتُ مِنْهَا الْوَلَدْ. I was given a child through her. حَيْثُ حُرِمْتُمُوهُ. You haven't been given children. I haven't gotten children through you. But I received a child through her. So again, that role that only a woman can do, there you see the Prophet praising it. In Islam, we have a hadith that says that if there's a house, baytun la sibyana fi, if there's a house with no children, la barakata fi, there's no barakah in that house. Being a parent is important. Being a mother is important. That's her greatest jihad. That and being a wife for a married woman. We ask Allah, by the right of Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad, that we become those true believers who rediscover our Islamic identity and stand firm for that identity and are able to derive lessons from the lives of these true personalities like Lady Khadija. Please send a loud salawat. Allah.